If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the balmy, warm, hot Minnesota. See that out there? Just hot. It's a scorcher today. It's 30 below, and the windshield is 65 below. So pretty nice. That is a great way to start the morning. It really wakes you up. I was thinking, though, this is just my random daily thought of the day. Maybe I'll start a section like that, but how is it possible that we have not figured out a way to, like, instantly heat up our cars, where it's just like turn on the car and boom, heat? Or how have we not figured out how to heat things without, like, gas and electric? It's a little confusing. I mean, maybe that's impossible, but it's just a thought, because here's why it was a thought. I'll tell you why. One of our heating units in our building that we own is just not doing its job, and it's shutting down every 15 minutes. So I'm pretty much just sitting there hitting the breaker every 15 minutes to restart it, or else the whole building will freeze. So That's why I'm curious. I'm curious why there isn't a better way to heat things, or why there aren't, like, backup heaters in buildings so we don't have to deal with broken heaters when it gets this cold. Well, that was a random tangent that I would say just about nobody cares about. So, good for you if you're still listening. Let's do the little daily update, huh? Little biz update. Today I'm pretty pumped because I get to talk with my boys being the entrepreneurship crew at Educating Entrepreneurs, and we'll be doing our podcast today. It's super fun to do it once a week. It's called Pocket Thoughts, if you ever wanted to look at it, but I'm really not making a plug for that, but I'm excited for that. It's always good to catch up, figure out where we're at on our journey, and see what we continue to improve on. Second big thing is social media. Holy crap, does that take a long time. I worked on putting together content for all of you. Man, and I was just working on the images that I was gonna upload for, I don't know, probably 6 hours yesterday. And it kinda sucks not having a team of individuals to do my own personal social media. I'm thinking about doing it. I'm just really getting a team that would help improve the efficiency, but at the same time, it's tough because if you really want to make a personal brand, gosh, you just got to do it on your own, because the personal brand is you, the person. So that kind of blows. I mean, I like it, but it also takes up so much time. And as I've mentioned before, like, I'm running multiple companies, and it's hard to find the time. It really is. I did that yesterday, and it was a good time. I also, actually, I was doing some mentoring, so I was judging some investment pitches. And I ran across an idea yesterday for senior citizen education that just blew my mind. I hope all of you guys will see it someday. I already reached out to this individual and asked if I could start talking about it, so hopefully I can share it with you guys in the future. But their pitch was one of the most professional pitches I've ever seen in my life. Hands down, you will blow people away if you're making a pitch, if you know more than any other person in the room by far. And this individual, she knew so much more than anyone in the room that it just blew you away. You didn't feel like you couldn't make one contribution to the pitch because she covered everything. It was pretty impressive. So I spent a lot of time yesterday doing that, but I also had a lot of pitches that were just crap. And what I mean by that is, you know, everyone is so focused on their product or their idea. I think that's great because, I mean, your idea is important, but you also can't forget that when you're pitching to investors, they care a lot about the team. The major flaw I saw in most of the pitches is none of them really address their team and what each team member brought to the table. That's problematic in my mind. Because, I mean, I think ideas are great. Like, you could have an amazing idea, you could have a decent patent, but if you come to us and you ask for $250,000, I'm gonna care about the team that's spending that $250,000. So just remember, when you're pitching anything, remember you're a person, and emotionally, we as human beings, we're drawn to other people that we relate to and trust. So put a little more emphasis on you in the pitch. Put a little more emphasis on what you've done, what makes you experienced enough to follow through with what you're saying you're gonna follow through with. And if you don't have the experience, that's all right, just be honest. Address why you think, even without experience, you're the person for the job. Because that's ultimately how I'm making most of my decisions when it comes to mentoring startups or looking at investment opportunities. So just make sure you're honest, be yourself, and really share your personal goals and your personal abilities and what your skills are. So that was the other thing that happened yesterday. So that was pretty fun. Third thing that I'd like to kind of address, or maybe this is the fourth thing, I lose track. It's figuring out how to deal with interns. So if you guys looked at our social media Master the Start page, we just started posting. And it's tough because, you know, I want to give my interns the bandwidth to explore as much as they want on their own without me hindering their progress. Like, I don't want to hinder their creative. I want them to be able to do it on their own because I think that's how you learn. But I also have a tough time because one of our interns, he's super smart by all means, and I'm sure he has more experience in marketing than I do, but his strategy is to make everything look real uniform on the social page. And like, I can see that. I can understand why people like that. They want to have a pretty feed. But I've just found personally, like, my feed is all over the place. But I get a whole lot better engagement because it's all over the place, I think. I don't look like, my personal Instagram isn't really commercialized. So I'm having a tough time knowing how many weeks I let my interns run with social without saying anything. And I don't know if any of you guys have any suggestions. If you do, shoot me an email. But I'm thinking I'm gonna give them about 3 weeks. We're gonna go in 3 week stretches. I'm gonna review their work. And then I will basically give them my feedback and what I think needs to be improved. And we'll see what happens from there. So That's what's happening with the old interns. I think it's just important for all of us to realize that we have so many problems. Not problems. We just have so many things that we have to think about every day. And every day something new comes up. If you're running a business, one day you're thinking about interns, the next day you're thinking about heat. It's insane. It's a lot of stuff, but luckily if you are a decent leader, and I'm not saying I am, what you love to do is fight fires, and you love these problems, and you love to figure out a way to solve them. So that's pretty much what my day, that's what my Tuesday consisted of. Oh, not to forget, I actually had some fun on a Tuesday, which is pretty strange. I don't remember the last work day that I took off in the evening to go do something fun. I actually left work at 6:30 to go to, some band of some sort. Went there from 7 to 9:30. Took those 2.5 hours off before I went back to the office. That's crazy. Crazy stuff. It was kind of fun. Just thinking about maybe I should take a few more breaks during the work week. Just to unwind. But I don't know. We'll see if I can do that or not. Oh, big shout out, Benny Mox. I convinced old Benny to start creating some better opening and closing music for all of you in both the Bobby Mason Audio Experience and the Master of the Start podcast. So if you don't know who he is, look him up on Spotify, Benny, B-E-N-N-Y, Mox, M-O-X. He's got some good music. I think he's gonna be a big star. I'm pretty excited for him, and he's super smart. So super excited for that kid. I'm excited to see what his openings and closings are for us. If you guys have any suggestions, please leave me a comment. Not leave me a comment, just send me a message, for goodness sakes. My email's out there everywhere. Email me. I'll get back to you. I think that about wraps it up. I think. Or else I'd be rambling, huh? Oh, quick thought. This is just a random thought. I was thinking about this morning, and I'm gonna send it to all the people I know in real estate. If you're in real estate and you're not creating a personal brand, just freaking do it. Man, that bothers me. I would honestly, if you had a strong personal brand and you were teaching me something every day, I would so quickly use you to buy my properties over anybody else. Just doesn't make sense that people don't do it. Like, everyone's doing the same pitch. I've been looking at real estate agents, like, social media accounts, and it's like, fifth closing, sold this for X amount of money. Oh, we got a new house. No one cares. It just looks like a big billboard ad. Stop doing it like everybody else, please. I'm begging you. Just do it differently. Yeah, you know what? Maybe the first year you won't see a lot of results. But this is a long-term game. If you really want to make a big dent in the real estate game, you got to think long-term. You got to do things differently. Because ultimately, if you're doing it the same as everyone else, you're competing with like a million agents. It's absurd. So please, just, I don't know if you can trust me or not, but just trust my advice. Just try it. Be real honest with everyone. Like, if you're a first-time real estate agent, don't fake it till you make it. Like, your post should be year one, day one, here we go, I'm trying this real estate thing. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm going to learn, and I'm going to teach. Everything I learn, I'm going to share. Everything I learn, I'm going to follow through on. And make sure you explain, like, got my first client today, but they dropped me because I'm inexperienced. That hurt. That sucked. I mean, that's big. People will follow that. People will love that. It's really important. And I know I need to do a little more of that with GoMahi here. And I think I will start doing that. And we'll see how you guys like it or don't like it. But I'll try to get a little more in-depth at how we're doing, what we're struggling with. And hopefully I'll remember to do that tomorrow. So have a lovely Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday. Have a great Wednesday. We'll talk tomorrow.